Yes, yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another Sarcasm City TV special. For those that haven't seen the Sarcasm City TV specials before, it's where I sit down one-on-one live streams with the biggest and best content creators in the game. It's all about celebration. It's all about giving them their flowers and giving people their flowers whilst they can still smell them. Too often, I said this at the start of each and every special we've done, we wait till people have passed away and are no longer here to tell them how great they was, how great their content was, and how much we fucks with them. So that's what this show is all about. It's not even just giving them one flower or a bouquet of flowers. The whole florist, because they've done so much in regards for the culture. And that's a key word I'm going to use in regards to introducing this man, in regards to the culture, in regards to other content creators as well, and just the whole content creator for fans, this space in general. So this person right here, without doubt, easily, he is your favorite content creator's favorite content creator to work with. Let's just get that out of the way. supremely entertaining. You know how you know man is entertaining? Because he got quotes that still live on. Like, that's first and foremost. Not many people have things that get said and stick. You know what I'm saying? When you must, you didn't must. Something I use every day. When you must, you didn't must. The curtains on the wall. If my nana had wheels, she'd be a taxi or whatever. So let's just get that out of the way from a comedic standpoint as well. And in regards, he shows the heart and passion of football fans. Iconic after the game, when he's outside Old Trafford. We are waiting on them fan camps. He's consistent. Going viral is normal for him. I don't even call it going viral because it's just regular. Oh, this is just regular big numbers for this man. And in regards to this space, all jokes aside, definitely, easily, I've said this before, the face of Manchester United fans from Manchester. I think he's the biggest content creator who's a Manchester United fan from Manchester. And that's helped in particular me and many others so much. Because if the culture could talk, it would sound like him. And I think that's the biggest estimate. Easily a Mount Rushmore candidate when it comes to that, without doubt. And it's kicked down so, so many doors. And pioneer, that's the word I'm going to use. Pioneer was one of the OGs of this thing. And like I said, one of the very first in regards to kicking down doors and breaking down barriers and taking all of the criticism. That's why you still see him and fools try and criticize man now. Because man has the streets in regards to when he talks. And I include myself in that. We listen. And not only on his channel am I grateful enough to be on his channel on a regular basis. How many other content creators have been on his channel who are now even through mine? So, for instance, I just use Rhino as an example, who's on here on a weekly basis. It was through this man's channel. Leon's over there on a weekly basis. Man Them Talk, which is a supremely popular show. And let me not even forget the Big Six. And that, the way I've just spoke about this man in regards to him from an individual standpoint, look at what the Big Six show has done. And he is a key figure and a key part of the doors they've kicked down, because they blew up this space from an international standpoint. They just had the meet and greet, you know. There's certain mainstream media like BBC, ITV, Sky Sports, who they did a meet and greet. They don't have that many people. Never mind what they did from an international standpoint over there stateside, all up on big Fox News, you know. Fox News telling, and I've been fortunate enough already to have Matisse on the channel, and he spoke about the Big Six, and shout out to each and every individual in the Big Six as well. And including that, the reason why I've been on the Big Six is probably because of this man. He's probably the main reason I've had a couple appearances on the Big Six. If it wasn't for him, Big Six probably don't come and get me. So, like, without further ado, and I could keep going in regards to the accolades, in regards to the bases, and even when he's been on other people's channels as well, him and Rance during lockdown, shout out to Rance, people that spoke about those watch-alongs. So, like I say, got a welcome to the show, you know what I'm saying? My Don, family tree, who's going to continue to elevate in this game, and I can't wait to hear his whole backstory. My like Saeed is in the cut. Yes, Saeed, what are you telling me, family? You good?
Yo, big up, man. Nah, listen, that intro is legendary, man. One thing about Flawless here, he has the best intros on YouTube, man. You know, nobody can compete with Flawless in terms of the intros. I think Matisse said it as well a couple of days ago. Yeah, shout out to Matisse. But yeah, man. Nah, flawless, man. You're always showing love and that, and you get me, gratitude as always, man. So big up the chat, big up Sarcasm City, and also big up to yourself, 10K. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like the journey you've been on, the grind. I see you people, man. You know what I mean? It's not easy because a lot of people they'll quit and they'll say, you know what? Nah, it's tough. But flawless keeps on going, man. And he deserves 10K, he deserves 20, 30, and he'll get there, man. So big up on the 10K, big up your community. You know your names, you know the names. Every time I come in this community, you see the names every time, regulars. So yeah, man, large up to you, bro, and keep grinding, man. Never give up.
Appreciate the kind words as well. And you mentioned it about being a legendary intro. A legendary intro for a legendary person who's doing legendary things.
Nah, appreciate it. Like
this base wouldn't be as big without you. You know what I'm saying? Because you was the first from Manchester who did that. And I've said this to you privately. I've said it publicly. That's why I always salute you and respect you for that. Because you've helped so many in regards to that. You and Nuruddin is iconic duo. And you've got Aaron. Then there's me, and then there's loads more, just in particular on your channel as well. So yeah, man, big up you lot. Make sure you subscribe to Saeed TV as well. The link is in the title. It's road to, what is it, road to you now? Are you road to, what is it, 100K?
We're going to be road to 100, man. Road to 100, you know what I'm saying? 100K,
man. We're going to get there expeditiously. Yeah, man. You need to make sure you do, I don't know, some form of big celebration for that.
Trust me. Big party for that, man. You know what I mean? That's going to be a big one. You know what I mean? So nah, big up, man. One day, man, coming.
Big up to everyone in the chat. I see all of you lot. Make sure you run up the likes. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Saeed, as I was telling him before, is a special that you lot have been asking for all week long. So, of course, Saeed, we'll get to current affairs, your current thoughts on Ten Hag, current thoughts on Ineos, current thoughts on the players and what's going to happen this season and next season. But before we get to that, we want to jump in the time machine. We want the whole backstory, fam. So the very, very beginning. So when... before you started Saeed TV and your first fan cam and first getting into the content creator space, how did that all come about? Was it an accident? Was it thought out? Talk to us. And the year was what? When I started.
Yeah, I reckon it was about 2015. I was in uni, you know what I'm saying? And I was just going to the games and it had a membership and that, you know what I'm saying, too. And then I think the following season, I got a season ticket. But that first season, when I started going regularly in uni. Yeah, man, I just literally jumped on a fan cam. I think it was Full-Time Devils at the time. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Shout out to Adam McCullough. You know what I'm saying? I jumped on there. I think we drew to Man City. I think that was my first ever fan cam. I think it was 0-0, Old Trafford, dead game. But we controlled the game. Yeah, we City didn't really do much. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think it was De Bruyne's debut as well. I think it was as well. So, yeah, man. It was one of them where I gave my first interview and yeah, man got the feels of it. You know what I'm saying to you? And it was one of them where I was hella nervous, man. People think that I'm confident now, but if you actually go and check it out, yeah, it's quite funny, but I kept saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So I was speaking, you know, like typical Mancunian, you know what I mean? Like,
of course,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, without saying a lot. He was being you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, saying a few things and what here and there, you know, I mean, a bit nervous and that, but I got through it. I felt the kind of, you know what I mean, the feelings of it and whatnot. I was like, yeah, man, this is good. So I started doing that consistently, but it was more so from fan cams early, from 2015 to 2017 when I started my channel. But in between there, I was just doing fan cams on obviously Full-Time Devils, you know what I mean, doing bits and bobs here and there.
What made you, so you're going to the ground, so you're in uni, 2015, you're going to the ground, watching Manchester United games. Before you did your first fan cam on Full-Time Devils, had you seen them outside the ground before? And you was like, seen them? So what made you say, let me go and do a fan cam? What was it that made you go,
I think obviously AFTV, shout out to AFTV, Don Robbie and that, but he kind of like pioneered in it, you know what I'm saying? Yes, like the whole scene pioneered of like fan cams and that, and like fans having an opinion, you know what I mean? That for me was something that I was like, rah, you know what I mean? You go to a game, you go home, or you have your chat in the gaff or whatever, or you know what I mean, in the barber shop or whatever, like you have them kind of chats there. You don't really have it on a camera, you feel me? So I was like, yo, let me just see what I go on. Let me say my piece in it.
Like, yeah,
people are loving it, man. Yeah, okay, bro. People are loving it.
So was it from an instant standpoint? So you said there from 2015 to 2017, you're then doing fan camps on a regular basis. Was you getting great feedback? Was the numbers good? to the point where you was like instantly, all right, I'm going to carry on with this.
Yeah, 100%. I felt like, yo, like, because I remember I went to uni the next day, yeah.
Talk about it.
And then my lecturer ended up putting it on the flipping.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, bro. She it was a seminar, luckily, weren't it? Like a full lecture, but she put it up on a seminar and she was just running banter in it, saying, yo, I seen you on a fan cam and that. So everyone seen it. And I was like, everyone was gassed. I was like, yo, like, right, you do this, you doing YouTube and that, YouTube sensation and that. What's going on here? And obviously everyone was just like taking a mick on that little bit. Banter was running through. But yeah, man, literally, I was doing that. The views were great. Yeah, people were like saying, yo, get this guy on. You know when they say it, like they say, yo, get this guy on.
Okay, so you instantly got that straight away. So because you're a trainer, you have the it factor. So it's no surprise that the people in the comment section were saying, get this guy on. So this is 2015. You're getting the notoriety. Your lecturer at college has played it. Was there more situations like that where you was getting, oh, God, I'm getting recognized.
Yeah.
Like it
on the I recognize on the streets. It's like, yo, you're that guy that did the fan cam here, or you're that guy that did this, you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? And then there was this one video, I think it blew up when Mkhitaryan scored the bicycle. Was it a bicycle? Scorpion.
Oh, you mean the scorpion kick?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I was like, I don't know what it was here, but I was mad gassed in it. And it was like, it went viral on kind of like Twitter at the time and kind of like social media, Facebook and that. There was a couple of clips here and there. And I was just like saying, unbelievable, like one of the best goals of the day. Like I was gassing it up basically, innit? And yeah, man, that clip got viral a little bit. And then, yeah, man, just slowly kept doing it. And then obviously I got my season ticket. Then I was like, yeah, man, man's here, innit? You feel me? So, and then, yeah, man, literally went and carried on. And obviously the feedback was just great, bro. And so I just thought, this is me.
So you knew from that standpoint, from doing your first fan cams on Full Time Devils and the response you was getting and being recognized and getting notoriety and going viral, you mentioned the Mkhitaryan scorpion kick. You're like, this is what I want to do. And you started your channel. How long after doing your first fan cam did you round about the time to decide to start your own channel? And was it solely because of the success you was like, let me start my own channel and talk about this?
You know what? That yeah, 100% partly, but also SE Dons, man. I don't know if you might know SE Dons.
Oh yeah, SE Dons, with Don Strapsy and
Yeah. Them man were doing bits, bro. Listen, shout out to everybody who's watching right now, yeah. But if you go and check their early years of SE Dons, them man were basically taking YouTube to a next level where they were engaging with the community. And me and my boy was in Tim Hortons, right, in Cheetah Mill, and he was like, go check out these SE Dons. I was like, let me see these guys. And basically they were playing football Sunday league, but then it was funny commentary, banter, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, man, I like this, you know. And then I was like, yo, let me just try this YouTube thing. And obviously with the football as well, with what I was doing, I thought, let me make a channel, innit, you feel me? And then that summer, I think summer 2017, Mourinho's first year, I think the first season, I started it, bro. And then, yeah, man.
So Mourinho's first season in 2017 is when you decided to start the channel. Because of the success you had. So you was like, okay, let me vlog. So once you started the channel, you was fully like, all right, I'm going to vlog. I'm going to do my own fan cams as well. My own match reviews, I should say. Was there anything else at that point you was like, yeah, let me add to my own channel? Or was it just those two things and you was like, let's run it?
Bro, just reacted to Man United, just giving my opinions on Man United. That's what it was. Obviously, at that time, didn't really know too much about podcasts and that, you know what I mean? Yeah. That was one of them, like, I didn't really watch it like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just literally match vlogs and giving people an opportunity to understand what it's like, you know what I mean? Being at Old Trafford, being at the games, etc. And then, obviously, it was like the reactions in it of like what I thought about certain things and whatnot. So literally that's all it was, you know. My surface level was very, very small. You know what I mean? Obviously now we've got so many ideas, so many content ideas, it's different.
At the time, broski
was like minimal because I was like, I didn't really see myself as doing this as a job or as a full-time career. Mm. You know what I'm saying to you? At the time, I was teaching. I just started one of my teaching jobs. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to focus on this. I wasn't really focused on too much that. So, yeah, literally done that. And then, yeah, literally first vlog was Leicester at home. I think Luke Shaw got the winner. Man United's won 2-1, first home game. And, yeah, man, that was it, bro. Literally, that first vlog, that was me.
Okay, so you've started the channel, and was there a short-term, medium-term slash long-term vision with it? Or like you said, because you wasn't really knowledgeable, it was like, let me just run this and see where it goes. And was you still, did you still, once you started your own channel, I'm guessing you still was doing fan cams on Full Time Devils as well, correct?
Yeah. I was still combining the two at the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then literally just building my image in it, you feel me? And just kind of like, you know, doing bits and bobs, and then just kind of trying to get to like 10 subscribers, bro, like at the time. And I was like, yo, get a family, yo, everyone subscribe, everyone subscribe. Then it was like, get to 50. Then it was get to 100. So I was like, 100. Yeah. I was like, yo, I was chilling. I was celebrating.
Superstar settings. She was like, 100 subs.
Yeah, bro. First 100 subs. I was like, yo, gassed. You know what I mean, bro? I was like, yo, what's going on here, man? But, you know, then with little small little details, like getting views on YouTube, bro. Like, I never ever published a video. At that time, I was just a consumer. You know, but just seeing the numbers, like 100 views, 300 views, 500, like, you know what I mean? In a random vlog hitting 10K, you know what I mean? For some reason, like, so it's one of them where it's like, it's a blessing, man. Because I was like, yo, like, this is good, man. And then at the time as well, YouTube football was like growing, innit? It was like, it wasn't like Robbie started, I think, in 2013. But like in the time it was there, it was still naturally growing. 2017.
It was still a brand new space. Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not as if, you know, it was like congested or whatever, or it was saturated. It was like literally like, yo, whoever gets on board, raise your stocks right now. You know what I was there? So, literally did that. And then, just kept building new ideas and whatnot, and just tried to like think of new ideas and whatnot. But yeah, that was literally like my start, like 2017 on YouTube. Yeah, and it was called United Central, man. It wasn't called.
I remember United Central.
I don't know why. I don't know who thought of that idea. I don't know. I think it might have been my chat. I don't know. I just thought to myself, like, at the time, I didn't want to like do my name. I don't know what it is, you know. At the time, if I'd have known now, I would have put it ASAP. Like, if hindsight was a wonderful thing, I would have changed to Saeed TV. But at the time, you know what I mean? It was more so like, I didn't see people with their names as their thingy. It was like just channels and what you were called, like, you know what I mean? So I thought United Central about United, you know what I'm saying to you? But then I realized, obviously, we'll talk about it in a bit, but I was basically the center of my channel.
Yeah, so you're the brand. It's not, people ain't there for Manchester United talk solely.
Exactly.
And yeah, like you said, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but United Central, which I do remember, like, it makes sense. So this is 2017. Yeah. You started your channel. Subscribers is going up. Views is going up. I presume your social media numbers are going up as well on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram. You're still doing fan cams on Full Time Devils as well. What was the, and you've had moments you're getting recognized. So then at that point, did you have like a huge viral moment? I know you've gone viral previously, but there's a time where you was like, oh, geez, like, I'm going clear here.
Yeah, I'd probably say that Newcastle game, man. That Newcastle game when I did a fan cam outside the ground. Yeah, bro. Listen, if you know, man. You know what I'm saying? That was probably the most viral moment I had at that time. That was like 2 years into it. You know what I'm saying to you? Before that, I was doing a few clips going around, but you know what I mean? Of like, yo, this Saeed guy's passionate.
That was the one that burst through the ceiling.
Yeah, that was the one that went trending. That went trending on YouTube. Yeah. That was the one that kind of was like, yo, like, rah, who's this guy? Like, proper, like, you know? Like, that was the one that kind of, like sparked everything and just kind of, you know, made everything in terms of what I was, you know, people seeing my name out there and whatnot. So that was a kind of moment, a viral moment that I had, you know what I mean, in terms of, like, yo, right, Saeed, people got to recognize this guy, man, because he's speaking from the heart. Like, you know what I mean? Rashford moment, the Sandico boots, you know what I mean? You're not Ronaldo,
You're not Ronaldo, bro.
You're not Ronaldo. And you know what? It's still right till today, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of them where people hate on me, but like, I'm like, yo, you're not Ronaldo, bro. Like,
you're not Ronaldo, bro.
Bro, I just had enough because I remember I went there. Me and Adam went there. I think Aaron went there with us as well. Shout out to Aaron. And yeah, bro, it was early start, You know what I mean? Man barely had any food. I was, you know, I was tired. You gotta go on them stairs. I don't know if you Newcastle.
I know that I've never been away, but people say Newcastle away, you're so high up. Like,
bro, and it's just great away. So high up, man.
Yeah.
Oh, fam. You're so high up, bro. So then what happens then is, yeah, I just had enough, bro. So I came out. You could see my head was hot. You know what I'm saying to you, bro? I was sweating. I was like, yo. I was like, my head was fuming. I said, sell everyone, bro. You get me? I'm done with these guys, man. I've had enough. And at that time, yeah, we were in relegation form. You know what I'm saying to you? And ultimately, you know what I mean? The players were like, we got beat by that kid called Sean Longstaff's brought along, Matty Longstaff.
Matty Longstaff. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the kid, but he ain't played since. You know what I mean, bro? So I feel like that time there, bro, we got done over. We ended up on the pitch with like Ashley Young and them, man. And like the team was just dead, bro. That team there. And it was just, I was frustrated, bro. And that moment there was a catapult to like everything I did after. Because then my channel was just mad. Like,
so that's where the channel went off. So, of course, that fan cam, that's on the United stand, correct?
Yeah.
And that, what year was that? That fan cam went out?
2019.
Okay. October. Before we continue from that, so obviously you're working 2015 to 2017, you're on full-time Devils, your channel's going off. What made you go from full-time Devils over to the United stand? Do you remember why you did that and when it happened as well?
You know what it was? Yeah, I remember it was like late 2018 and that year. But I feel like it was one of them where I seen Flex outside the ground and that. And it was like, he was struggling to get like fans like to come over and have a chat with him in it. Obviously, he's new at the time. He started a new job. You know, shout to Flex, but he obviously was struggling in it. And I was like, yo, like, that's a brother right there. Man, this is support the brothers, innit? You feel me? Mm-hmm. Because end of the day, yeah, that's one of us. You know, that was there. And I thought, you know what? As much as I like the, you know, full-time Devils at the time and large up to Adam and that, but I was like, yo, like, I saw Flex. I was like, yo, like, that's a brother right there, culture. I thought, yeah, let me see what he's saying. Man, the minute. So I thought, let me just see what he's saying. And the way he kind of came across, I thought for me was a bit more better. It's a bit of me. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bit more kind of, I can say fam, I can say.
Yeah, it's more, basically, it's just more relatable from a cultural standpoint rather than shout out to full-time Devils. But you can relate more to Flex because Flex is us. He's just the United fan from down south. Rather than being a Manchester United fan from in Manchester, but he's from up here. And Danish Maldini said it in the chat. Rant said the exact same thing as you in regards.
There you go.
And he's like, it's a cultural standpoint. And don't get it mistaken when Saeed just says that and Rant just says that, people. It's not a color thing. It's from a culture standpoint.
Culture.
Like, just to clarify that. Like, it's not like there's black people that we will know who we don't relate to because culturally they're not like us. Same way if you grew up with a white guy in your ends, guess what? Culturally, you lot are the same. I use this all the time. You lot see Cam Cam on the channel all the time. That's fam.
Culturally, exactly.
Because he understands the lingo. He understands how we move, the talk, the way to act, etc. So you've seen Flex at that point. Was it just Flex you had seen? So had you seen Flex just and Flex. Rant, like the Flex and Rant show or any of Rant's fan cams, or was it just Flex at that point?
No, you know what? At the time, I didn't see Rants, you know. I think he came when, like, because the interviews then, there was no crowd. It was just me and him. You know what I mean? So there wasn't a crowd build up. There wasn't that. When the crowd was building up and that, that's when I started to see Rants and that. That's when I started to see him out and about, coming to the games regularly. You know, I'm trying to say to you. So, you know what I mean? And similar, I think he was on full-time Devils as well, Rants.
He did, he was on full-time Devils. There you go. The exact same thing as you.
You know what I mean? So, end of the day, we see the man them coming here. You know what I mean? Then I start to see the crowd and that. And then there was like, then we started like, you know, there was a little bit of a build-up of a crowd. Mm-hmm. And once the build-up of a crowd came, that's when it was like, yeah, man, like, you know what I mean? This is a bit of me. And then Rants, and then everyone came on and had their bits and bobs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Adam, you know what I mean? Different people, Nuruddin, you know what I'm saying? Aaron came involved.
You go get to the rest of the Avengers assembling and getting over there, like Rants mentioned, because that was crazy. We've not seen a lineup. There was no lineup to me as good as that in regards to depth, and we haven't seen a lineup that good since. So you then see Flex, then you then go on to the United stand. Was it, and what made you make the decision to go, you know what, I'm going over to the United Stands to do my fan cams rather than full-time Devils? What made you make that switch?
I feel like it was one of them, like I said, it just culturally, you know what I mean, doing that, and obviously just the kind of like the surroundings. I feel like it's just a bit of me, bro. You know what I'm saying? To like just generally, like, you know, the way I could be, where I was, just like, it was a bit of me, bro. And I feel like I just could speak my mind a bit more better. Okay, you could see it, like the views and whatnot, you know what I mean, the people, like just in general, that kind of circle was a bit more better for me. I felt a bit more comfortable. That's, you know what I'm saying? And the people who were around as well, you know what I mean? Sometimes we didn't really have a crowd as much as what we had on the other channel. Yeah. So it was like, it was just one of them where, like, you know what I mean? Relatable, isn't it? Like, relatable. And just, and just surroundings, isn't it? Similar surroundings. Don't get me wrong, big up to Adam, you get me? Because Adam McCullough, because obviously he gave me the first time, gave me the platform, innit? So I'll always pay homage to him. But reality was, I was like, yo, because I got a message from them as well. I got a DM from Full Time Devils saying, yo, wrong fan cam. And I was like, yo, listen, I just didn't reply to it. I said, yo, listen, just basically, like, is what it is, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yo, you got to go where you got to go, because you're not being paid at this point. And like you said, if you're doing bigger numbers over there and you personally feel more comfortable, that means your fan cams and the content is going to be better. And you mentioned hindsight already. Hindsight shows it was the correct decision, because it worked out for you. It was the correct decision to make. So then you're 100% on the United Stand. Obviously, you're there. Rant is there. You're cool with Flex. Fan cams are doing even more numbers. You're doing your own channels, doing bigger numbers. Obviously, the social media numbers are going up as well. So when you got over there, did you expect that on the United Stand?
I can't lie. It was one of them. It was a tricky one, because obviously new crowd, new people, new audience. You know what I mean? Sometimes people can have their early kind of like, yo, like, you know, we've heard enough now. You know what I'm saying? To like, people might be bored of the same sort of opinions, but it was actually more refreshing to the people, bro. They were like, yeah, man, like, you know what you're talking about. He gets it, innit? Like, he gets, like, the club. He gets what's going on. He don't really have favourites. He don't really have kind of, like, you know, like, any situation where they're like, nah, man. Like, they're just like, yo, you're cool. Keep on, like, keep coming, like, basically, keep going. Like, keep coming back. Keep coming. Like, I want it back on again. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, that's what it was. And, like, obviously, I was a season ticket holder at the time. So I was going to be there most home games, some away games I was going to as well. So it was one of them where I was like, yeah, man, I'm cool, bro. Like, it's what it is. You feel me? So, yeah, man, I was enjoying it, bro. I was enjoying it and whatnot. And, yeah, there you go.
Madison says this. Big up to you. Says versus Huddersfield was first, Saeed's first fan cam on the United.
Right, I didn't even know that, to be fair. So big up.
So we're going back to 2018 and we're currently in 2024. So that tells you. So you do that's the first.
Crazy. Sanchez scored two goals that day. I think Sanchez scored two goals.
Okay.
Alexis Sanchez. Yeah. That's when I thought we had a player. You know what I was there? I thought we had a player then.
We all did. Trust me, man. We all did. So, you're over on the United Stand 2018. And is that where you met everybody in regards to that lineup? So, obviously, you met Flex over there. You met Rant over there. But is that where you met Buridan, Aaron, Adam Matic? Yeah. Is that where you met everybody? Okay.
Yeah. What I kind of knew Buridan from the ends, innit?
Oh, so you already knew Nuruddin. Okay.
I knew of Nuruddin because I knew his brothers, innit? I knew his brother. Yeah. I grew up with his brothers. I knew of him. I just didn't know, like, you know what I mean? He'd come to games and that and whatnot. Like, but I knew of him, like, you know what I'm saying? The community and whatnot. You know what I mean? My older brothers knew him. You know, he grew up from my older brother generation. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of them where, like, you know, like, we knew of him, but we just didn't really speak in that regard. You feel me?
Yeah, I get that.
So
I get that.
When we came to the games, we just instantly connected. Me, him, Aaron, Adam, Rance, you get me? We just instantly connected, you get me? So, yeah, man. Nah, it was amazing because we all had the community there, man. Like, we just all knew each other. We all, like, talked about football. We all would welcome, like, you know, come together. You know what I mean? Like, you see us, innit, when we're at the game. You see us when you come, like, we're all in a circle. We're all talking to each other. So it was amazing, man, to have, like, a community you can go to the game with and, like, you understand and you get, like, sometimes it's not easy because everyone's just in their own kind of bubble. Yeah. Everyone's going on their own. But it's good to, like, people, like, you meet, you know what I mean? And you go to games together, that, like, you know, we all get along and we all like share similar opinions and whatnot. So yeah, man, it's amazing, bro.
Yeah, so in regards to that, so you already know Nuruddin, like you said, you've met Rant, you've met Aaron, you've met Adam Matic, the others over there. What was the, so outside of, you already mentioned just the Newcastle fan cam as well. When did you realize, like, all right, we're onto something here. This lineup is elite because now we're starting. When did you start getting crowds on a regular basis? Because the United stand at that point, obviously people like you from an individual standpoint, same with Nuruddin, same with Aaron, same with Rance, Flex, etc. But that was like that was the Avengers. Like, people loved it. Like, even the player man did as well. When did you realize that, oh, this is a group thing? This is the click. Like, this is the squad that everybody likes. When did that click for you? And you're like, well, onto something.
I reckon it's always going to be 2019, man. That's peak era of when we all kind of like blew up in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that was like early, just before the lockdown, but then just before, like, you know, I say, 2018, 2019, but more so 2019 is where like people's views started getting over 100K's. You know what I mean? Like,
Numbers, man.
100K's regularly. You feel me? Like, people were looking forward to it. The channel grew because of the fan cams and whatnot. Like, they could see, like, people were coming in, and we built that kind of, like, that fan cam culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, we brought on other people. I remember KG came after as well. Shout out to KG. He came after as well. So, like, people were seeing us in it, and they were like, yo, like, this is quality, man. Like, we can see ourselves on TV. We can, you know, we're represented, you know what I mean, and whatnot. Like, just regular people speaking about football, you know what I mean? Because sometimes it's this perception that you've got to be talking in a certain way, you know what I mean? Like, reality is, it's not. It's however you interpret football. It's however you see football. It's, you know what I mean, bro? Like, this idea that, you know, you've got to be footballing pundit to talk about football. Nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you speak how you want to speak. You look how you want to look. You wear what you want to wear. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is, man. You know what I mean? So that kind of barrier there, we tried to break that down as much as we could. And that was something that people respected and the culture respected as well. So, yeah, man, I reckon 2019, my Rants, everyone was doing bits and bobs. And obviously, Rants had his show with Flex, KG show. He was shining in his own way. You know what I mean? And whatnot. And then, yeah, man, I think Paul said it. Yeah, we had a show, me, Lurid, and Aaron. We had a show as well every Friday that was doing bits as well. So, like, we were just trying to, like, you know, build our own thing. You man fully
built your own thing. Because, like you said, everyone's regularly doing over 100K. Man are doing 200K, 300K clips are going viral as well. And are you just super gassed at that point? And also on top of that, You're making content on your own channel at this point. You're still doing vlogs, uploads, etc. Are you seeing the benefits from being on the United Stand for your own channel and your own socials and clicking up with everybody?
Yeah, of course, 100%, man. You get me? Like, there's a little pattern going on there, because obviously people be like, yo, like, who's this guy in it? Saeed TV.
Everybody,
you know, so United Center at the time, but like Saeed in it basically. They're like, yeah, man, let me go see what his channel's about. And from there onwards, I started to think of like building my channel more and more, like try and get some new ideas, some new content. You know what I mean? And that's where the Straight Jacket podcast came about with Nuruddin, me and Aaron. You know what I'm saying to you?
Talk about that podcast. Because that is still, we talk about originals and OGs in the content creator space. That's the OG content. That's the OG show when it comes to your channel. I think that's the infamous show that people remember with that channel. Like, I remember watching it. So how did the idea for you come about for the Straight Jacket podcast? And did you expect it to have the success and the impact it had on your own channel?
Nah, I can't lie to you, man. I didn't expect it, man. I remember we started it in a yogurt shop, man, in Leigh the Ricks. It's called Fruit. You know what I mean, bro? I don't know why we started it there, but we started it there. Because remember, big up Hussein, there's a guy there who owns the shop. He was like, come and do the podcast there. Nobody would go there regularly. So I was like, yeah, let's do it there, innit? So we started over there, and it was kind of mad, yeah, because we had loads of these Kuwaitis here who lived around there. You know what I mean? And they would come in to the shop and just be loud, innit? But then it also didn't, that the audience didn't mind it. You feel me? They were like calm, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at that time, nobody's really saying, yo, get mics, get this. Like, you know, yeah, at the start, yeah, yeah, the journey, people are like, cool, it's all right, innit? You feel me? So end of the day, yeah, you know, when you look at the situation with that Straight Jacket podcast, it was me and him, raw. We called it the Straight Jacket podcast. It was like, you know what I mean? Like, you're in a straight jacket, innit? So, like, any talk, you know what I mean, bro? So I was like, perfect. You know what I mean? I think Norden made the idea up for that channel, you know?
Norden. It sounds like Norden, actually. It wouldn't surprise
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Norden definitely made that channel the what it was. You feel me? So, like, he thought of that idea. He was like, yeah, cool, let's do this, man. And we just done it every Monday. Every Monday, we just did a podcast. At the start, it was only, like, 20 minutes long. You know, yeah, we normally podcast are like, an hour. You know what I mean? We did it 20 minutes long, but we just gave us a quick pre-record. But you could see the numbers. Start, it was like 100 views, 200. Then it was going up and up and up and up. And then, you know what I mean, bro? Like, we were just doing it as solely videos. Like, we didn't do it as a live stream. We only did it as a live stream post, like, in lockdown times. That's when
we'll get to that. Before we get to the lockdown part, so you're just uploading in regards to the Straight Jacket podcast. Is you, is Nuruddin, is Aaron. You're still continuing to go to games, still continuing to do fan cam, still continuing to just blow up, have great success. Was there any other viral moments where you go, hey, this is epic, we are onto something? You already mentioned the Newcastle one. Is there any other in particular favorites for you? Even if you didn't go viral, was there any fan cams you like how to go, oh, that was one of them ones I did, that was a hit, so to speak?
Yeah, there was a couple, like after Man City game where we got beat 3-0, I went on a mad one. Aston Villa game at home, you know what I'm saying? There was a couple like crazy ones in there where we just got, but we got beat up in it badly in it, and just like I was just angry in it. So there was a couple of rants on there, even a couple of ones where Ollie's at the wheel one and that, and we were all like, you know, singing Ollie's at the wheel and that, and yeah, I mean, it was crazy times.
Interim Ollie was different.
Yeah, interim Ollie was different, bro. I can't lie to you, people. Like, you had to be there. You had to be there, bro. So like, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there you go. Year 7, first year 11. Like, there was situations there where, like, certain little moments and clips where, you know what I mean? Like, I was going viral for. So, yeah, man, I think that time, it was just, like, pure, like, fan cams and whatnot. Just, like, you know, building my profile up in it. You feel me? So, yeah, man, it was a lot of content in that time, bro.
And was there a certain number of subscribers you had hit on your own channel where you was like, oh, the people are crossing over? Because at this time, I know you won't know your exact number, but like, say when you hit 1,000 subscribers or 2,000 or 5,000, was there a certain number during this time period we're talking about? So from the start of your channel up until about 2019, like, so up until the Straight Jacket podcast is up and running, was there a certain number that you hit and you was like, oh, I'm onto something here?
Yeah, 5K, when I reached 10K and that, like, there was certain numbers, like, yeah, I remember from 5K to 10K, I remember it just went, like, rapid, like, boom.
Talk about it, man. Talk them big numbers.
Yeah, like, the channel was growing massively. I remember, like, the podcast and just, like, generally, like, the feedback from everything, and people were trying to search for my name, bro, like, on YouTube. Yeah, I mean, you know when you go on now, if you were to, like, check now, you can see, like, Saeed, and then it'll just be, like, funny moments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are people searching you for? Yeah. And I was like, yo, these men are searching for some crazy shit, you know? Like, Saeed TV tears and that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, are you ready to chill, you know? Like, why go on there? So, like, yeah, man, this what it was. And then, obviously, your channel's just growing, innit? And your channel's, like, building, innit? You feel me? Like, the vlogs are, like, doing bits, like, me, and like, the match reactions are doing bits. Like, everything's just, like, multiplying in numbers. You feel me? Like, you're not getting 1K views. You're getting now 3, 4K. You know what I mean? So, like, things are just multiplying. So, that there was, like, something that I was like, yo, like, man, let's take it seriously, you know? Like, let me now not... From where I was uploading, like, once a week, I was uploading 2, 3. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Okay, so when did the increase... So, because of the numbers going up, you decided to increase the content you was putting out. So, what were the other shows added at that point, if you remember?
So, I would do, like, Q&As. I would do, like, you know... I remember I just did like a transfer videos and whatnot, etc., etc. I would do like certain other things, like, you know, just reacting to like storylines. I would do previews. I never thought of doing previews before, but I would do previews as well. You know what I mean? So, like, I was adding, there was a little bit of a roster going on, bro. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, there was a little bit of a roster. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like I needed that because, I mean, I wanted to have a purpose and I wanted to, like, build the engagement. You feel me? Like, not just having one video a week. I wanted to, like, build it so, like, people know I'm consistent in it. You feel me?
Facts.
So that was something that I enjoyed massively, like, having that consistency and having that know-how that I was doing good content. You feel me? So, yeah, man, that was something that I enjoyed. And, yeah, just kind of growing and keeping on multiplying. So it was about adding content,
like you said, adding shows to the roster. And was there, did you add any other content creators at this point, or was it just still yourself, Noureddin, and Aaron? Was there anyone else you
Aaron,
featured?
Yeah.
Was it just you three?
Obviously, on the vlogs, yeah. I was featuring, like, you know, people that I've seen and whatnot, yeah. You know what I mean, in that aspect. But other than that, I don't think so. You know what I'm saying to you? But yeah, it was just like literally anyone on the channel that I brought on and whatnot. And you know what I'm saying to you? So yeah, that was pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? At the start, it was just kind of like just getting my name out there. You feel me?
And you mentioned going from 5K to 10K quick, and you're continuing to blow up. And before we continue, people, like I've said before on these specials, are you not entertained? Run up the likes. There's over 340 people here, right? 173 likes. Like check 1212. Let's get up to 250 likes, people. Make sure you continue to share this across all the socials. Follow Saeed across all his socials at That's Me Flawless. You see it right there on the screen. At Sarcasm City TV on the screen. Subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. Roll to 11K. We've already gone past 10,500 people. Gone past 10,600. And of course, make sure you subscribe to Saeed's channel. The link's in the channel. The link's in the title, Saeed TV. Roll to 100K for him, people. And let me just get to a couple of the super chats as well. I'm starring the best questions. Don't worry about that. Big up, I think it's Chow. Big up to you for the super chat. Says two of the best United content creators on the platform. Keep going, guys. Hey, big up, man. Much appreciated. Big up to Rums as well. He says Flawless loves the line. Talk it, bro. Absolutely, man. I want people to talk their ish without doubt. Big up to Jay Socials, man, who's also a member of the channel. Link for the membership is in the pinned comment. Says big up Saeed, introducing Flawless, Noureddin, Musa, and many more talents. Great hearing about the come up. Hey, big up to you, Jay.
Big up, Jay. So he's been around for a while, Jay Socials, on my channel, like, from the early days. Stat my Baines, man. Yeah. As well. I don't know if I'm telling the story, man. Yeah, Bainesy. I seen him on Saturday, by the way, man. Big up Bainesy,
oh, really?
Man. He's alive and well. Yeah, Bainesy. I don't know if you see my Instagram story, but yeah, he was there, but he was shy. He didn't want to be on camera and that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Bainesy was there, man. Yeah. He commented under one of my vlogs, like when I started the channel, you know. I remember, bro. He started one of my vlogs that I did early. I think it might have been Newcastle game where we won 3-2. He was there from early, man. So big up to Statman Baines, man. For real.
Yeah, shout out to Bainesy every single time. So at that point, like I said, your channel, you've now gone beyond 10K. You're now doing big numbers on a regular basis. Did you realize at this point that you are now a household name in the content creator space? Or are you just tunnel vision and focused?
I would be lying if I didn't say, like, yo, people, like, value my opinion, innit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, people were, like, talking about me, and like, I would be lying if I didn't say that, because people were, like, in college and stuff like that, and, you know what I mean, uni, and, you know what I mean, just in general, like, people were just talking about me, innit, I mean, and seeing what I was doing, innit, you feel me? So that was something that I enjoyed, and, like, you know what I mean, it was good to see, man, because obviously people see you, innit, in the barbershop and that. You go to the barber, you're getting your hair cut. But, like, sometimes, yeah, man, people, sometimes the TV would be on and people would upload their phone and I'd be like, yo, I'm subscribed to you, you know, I'm subscribed to you. Yeah. When you hear that gratification and you hear that love, you know what I mean? That's when you know, rah, man, people are now talking about you in the streets, in the local mosque, in the local, you know what I mean? Like, the uncles are talking about you, you know what I mean? Your dad tells you, like, yo, people are saying that you do YouTube and that. Like, my dad was like, he knew I was doing YouTube, but, like, he didn't take notice of it because he just thought it was a little bit of a hobby for me, innit?
You
know what I'm saying? Like, whereas, I mean, when he got serious, he was like, yo, hold on a minute.
You're actually now doing something serious, like, yo, but come in. You're getting no around. Yeah. I get that.
You know what I mean? So, like, he didn't realize it would be like that, innit? You feel me? So obviously I was like, yeah, man's here, bro. Man's doing my thing. You know, the ones there. So that's when I was like, yeah, man, I'm ready for this, man. I'm looking forward to this. I'm enjoying this.
At this point, because you had mentioned AFTV, everyone knows AFTV. Shout out to Don Robbie, everyone who did bits over there and what they was building. When did you first work with them? Oh, and was there anybody else? And it don't have to be on AFTV that you was worked with, and you was like, oh, they know me. Oh, that's that's sick. I'm doing my thing. Like, did that happen at any point?
I think, yeah, to be honest with you, I think people did say that in that regards, like, you know what I mean, like, yo, shout out to you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're paying homage, like real, real homage. You know what I mean? And that's something that, you know, we kind of hit me, was like, yo, man, like, you gotta take this seriously even more now. You know what I mean, bro? Like, before it was like a little hobby and that, but like, I was like, yo, I can get some, you know what I mean? Like, you can earn revenue from it, bro. I started to see you getting monetized and that, you know what I mean?
We'll
you
get
can,
to that in a second.
Like, side we'll hustle, innit?
We'll get side to the side hustle. Hustle and the monetization. But do you remember, like, first working with AFTV or another big channel, like, say, working with Lewis, for example, for Chelsea Fan TV or Chelsea at the time? Was there any moments like that? Camp. Like, first working
with others? Yeah, 100%. Like, I did fan cam for AFTV. I think we went to Emirates. We lost 2-0. I think even Rance was there. Large up Rance, man. I think he was there. We got beat on New Year's Day, I think, like that. And then, obviously, there was little bits and bobs where, you know, did stuff for Channel 4. There was this kind of show called Real Football Fans. You know what I mean? And Robbie was part of it. And, like, yeah, I mean, fans were kind of, like, merging together to talk about football. You know what I mean? But, like, you can see, like, we're networking. Like, I remember Turkish was on there at the early years. That's why I said I knew Turkish before. Like, he kind of knew everyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, Turkish, you know, Troops and them, man, they were all there. You could see them, innit? Like, shout out to Claude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I Claude every time.
Yeah, man, for real. Like, him, you know, Ty, you know what I mean? Like, everyone, you just, like, linking up with everyone, innit? You feel me? Even, Carefree Lewis. To be fair, I think I remember, like, Carefree Lewis on 100% Chelsea, but I'm not so sure. If I have to kind of, like...
You'd have to double check. That's fair. I have to double check
when I actually, like, met him for the first time. But I'm sure we linked up somewhere anyway. And, yeah, man, you know, I mean, always love to Carefree Lewis, innit? You feel me? But, yeah, man, literally, like, that there, you kind of knew, like, rah, man, a serious.
On the map. We're
all talking about the same thing. Feel me?
Right. I get that. Fully get that. And you mentioned there already, so we'll go to that. Monetization, and obviously you mentioned your pops, and in regards to him looking at it as a hobby, and then like, oh, there's actually, this is more than a hobby. You're getting notoriety. There's actually a career potential here. So when did it click for you? What was the moment where you said, oh, monetization? Like, when did the financial side and aspect of it come to you?
You know what? I feel like it was one of them where when you started to, like, because obviously at the start, you're not earning that much where, you know what I mean? Like, it was like pocket changing it. Yeah. When you started to, like, see that you could reinvest, that's when I knew, like, right, man's making a bit of pee on here. When you can reinvest into, like, mics, lighting equipment, you know what I mean? Like, I bought my first laptop from my YouTube, you know what I'm saying, to, like, I bought a MacBook Pro. Before that, I was using something else. Like, you know what I mean? You reinvest into certain things, like the mics, just in general, innit? You feel me? Like, I felt like that's when you were like, yeah, man, like, are you, yo, listen, this is decent. It wasn't like any kind of profit kind of thing. It was more so I wanted to reinvest into the channel.
Invest into the channel to make the content better. Got you.
Yeah. You got a graphic designer. You know what I mean? I still have him till this day, man. Shout out to Danny, if you're watching, you know what I'm saying? To, like, just like, you know, building that, you know what I mean? You know, just building everything that I needed to build in it. You know what I'm saying? To that, like, I felt like that was key for me at the start. Like, just putting everything back into the channel, making it more grow and glowing it up and that, and just, you know, adding bits and bobs. You know what I mean? And pay for StreamYard. You know what I mean? Like, certain things like that. You feel me? Like,
yeah, we're going to get to all that. So then you decided, like, okay, the monetization, and that's very, very smart of you to go. Rather than just spend the money I'm making, let me reinvest actually into the channel on equipment, on the look of the channel, on, like you said, thumbnails, on the graphics, etc. So again, you're blowing up at this point, clear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Main stage, you're fully on the map in the content creator space. What was then the decision that made you go, all right, I'm leaving United Stand? Because when you've left United Stand, the channel's on a high. Everyone else is there. Rants, Aaron, Nuruddin, Adam Matic, the list can go on. Everybody's on that ultimate high. Like I say, that lineup we've never seen before at that time, I don't think, in regards to depth, and I don't think we'll ever see again. What made you go, all right, I'm going to leave? And was it a quick decision or was it long term? Obviously, I know Rance was the first to leave. Was it seeing him leave?
Yeah.
Talk us through that whole process of from the first thought, everything that happened up until leaving.
Yeah, no, 100%. Obviously, it was lockdown, innit? So when I left, it was lockdown, similar to Rance, similar to other people that were on the channel, innit? You feel me? Mm-hmm. And it was one of them where I said to myself, yeah, my man wasn't really kind of communicating well, you know what I mean, as to what he was trying to do. And for us, I was like, lockdown, boy, I might as well just take this to the next level, you know. I wasn't even really like Rance had his own opinion and whatnot. But at the same time, I was like also hurt by the fact that the way he was dealt with as well, and the way he kind of like what was said about him. And I was like, nah, man.
Oh, what was said about what he was saying about Rance.
Yeah.
No, okay.
And just in general as well, the whole discourse as to why he left in it. But Rance left, wanted to leave on his own accord anyway, feel me, and do his own thing. Because he was big before, you know, that if people know about Rance,
check Rance's special people. He spoke in depth about everything he did. Shout out to Rance, man. Salute to Rance every single time.
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? Man was big before then, bro. Like, he was doing his thing, BBC. You know what I mean? I think it's Vice and that.
Yeah, the whole night.
Yeah, bro. So he was doing his thing, bro. So at the end of the day, it wasn't a situation where he needed them, innit? You feel me? Like, he had his own thing. He was already, verified and whatnot. Like, he was doing his thing. But for me, I just thought to myself, you know what? Like, I just need to kind of move on for my own benefit. Because I thought, rah, man's not really paying us. He's not really... You know what I mean? We grew the channel to a certain,
blow up that channel. Ridiculously blew up that channel. For real.
And sometimes, in life, you can actually be something or you can be part of something. You know what I'm saying?
Say that bar again. Hold up. You preaching.
Say
that bar again, family. That's one of them ones. Say that again.
Yeah, you can either be something or you can be part of something. You feel me? Yeah. And if it's different, isn't it? When you got, I'm part of the Big Six here, but we're all a family, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's different like that. You know what I'm saying?
We're all people as well. We've got to talk about Big Six.
Yeah, 100%. We're all brothers, isn't it? But with this one, it was one of them where, I just felt to myself, yo, man could just build my own thing and I'ma leave amicably. And to be honest with you, I left amicably. I didn't really have no beef with nobody. I didn't really, you know what I mean? It wasn't a situation where other people did this. I was just like, yo, I'm leaving. You get me? He said, cool, we part ways. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to focus on my channel. And lo and behold, you know what I'm saying? It was the best decision I've ever made, because I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't move at that time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, if you don't take the risk, you won't see the reward.
You won't. So obviously, Rance has left before you. Everyone else is still there. You're looking at it going, not really being paid, not really being compensated. We blew up this channel. You don't like what's been said about Rance after he's left. Did you have any conversations with anybody else in regards to leaving? So did you, obviously, you and Nuruddin, you and Aaron are close. You're still shooting the Straight Jacket podcast. Was there any conversation between you three? Or did you have a conversation with anybody else, maybe a flex in regards to, I'm leaving, this is why? Or did you just make the decision?
Nah, I just made my decision because I was like, yo, everyone's got their own journey, innit? You feel me? I didn't want to say to other people, you got to move with me. You feel me? Come on, man. That's not me. I'm not selfish, innit? Everyone makes their own decisions in life. I was like, cool, I'm doing me and I'm leaving on my own accord. You feel me? So it was my decision as to why I was leaving. It wasn't a situation of, man felt people were taking a piss and that. And now it's like, you do you, I'll do me. Just keep it like that, bro. That's just the way it kind of is for me. So I felt like that was my kind of take on it. But literally, I just did it on my own accord. And I wanted to just build my own thing because it was lockdown, innit? And that was
this is 2019 at this point, correct?
Nah, 2020.
2020. Okay. First.
It was, I believe, in the summer of 2020.
Okay. Yeah.
Summer of 2020. That was when, lockdown, you know what I mean? Like, it was one of them where football had just restarted as well. Remember, we had the project restart.
Yes.
And it was
yes,
one of them where I was like, yo, like, I'm going to just, yeah, I'm just going to do my thing, you know, you feel me? And that was it, bro. I just decided to do my thing, build everything up, and yeah, go from it from that point of view, bro.
No, that makes sense. And so you decided to build then your own channel, because your own channel is already crazy in terms of numbers anyway. So that's already there. And what was, so let me ask you this, because obviously you've come from, you one of the OGs, you one of the pioneers kicking down doors in this, and you've gone from, you're doing fan cams, you're doing vlogs, everything's pre-recorded. Now we've gone into lockdown. Was you like, all right, I'm going to change my approach because you can't go to games?
Or
No, I'm just still going to do the Straight Jacket podcast, for example, still pre-upload. Basically, what was the switch like going from before lockdown to in lockdown? What was that like for you?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I ended up doing more live content, more interactional stuff. Yeah, I mean, I was doing live streams for my garden, bro, because obviously it was summertime and that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, bro? Like, and at that time, StreamYard had not been processed. I was doing it straight from, like, YouTube. You know what I mean?
So
I
couldn't really Zoom them times. It was, because we're going to get into the StreamYard thing.
Yeah. So it was like, I was doing it in Zoom, but then YouTube would allow you to go live. But I don't know if you could pull the comments up and click on it. That was the only issue.
Going live on YouTube was tough. Very, very, before StreamYard was extremely tough. Yes, I remember trying
very
to do
extremely
it.
Tough. Like, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of them where I ended up just like, you know what, thinking of ideas and content. And obviously that's when Rant shouted me, was like, yo, do you want to jump on my watch alongs? I was like, yeah, cool, bro, let's do it. And obviously our watch alongs were going viral.
People asking about them, talk about the watch alongs. Did you expect that to have the impact they had on the whole Spud BG, etc., etc.?
Spud BG, etc., etc., bro. Listen, I didn't expect it at all, man. I'll be real with you. I just like, yo, like, me and Rance were just, you know what I mean? We were just being us, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, we were just being us, but yo, watching United together, man, it's crazy, bro. Because I was, you're indoors, innit? You're indoors. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really go out and that. And obviously, football without sound as well, bro. There was no sound on football.
Yeah, no
man.
Sound. You can't say, yeah.
No sound, man. So basically, you know what I mean? Normally, you know what I mean? The commentator can make you feel a certain narrative, and he can build his own narrative. So you're like, yeah, man, United are building momentum and that. You know what I'm saying? Whereas this, the goals comes out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying, bro? So it was one of them. Where,
I fully understand.
Yeah, bro. And like I said, bro, I had the jam and that. You know what I'm saying? So I was all over the place at them times. You get me? So yeah, man, me and Rance, obviously you've got the Twan Zabi moment, Sheffield United. You've got the Spud BG moment. You've got, you know what I mean? There's other ones there, man. Like, you know, there's other ones that, like I said to you, bro, that are just like legendary. Me and him, man. Obviously, Red Talk after with me, you, Aaron.
Hey, we don't get that. Yeah. We're skipping those steps. Sorry that I have to cut you off of that, because we're telling the full story before you even get to that. So obviously you're in lockdown. And what I also want to ask is, what was the transition like? Because StreamYard comes about. What was the transition like from pre-uploading to then doing live streams? What was that like? And would you... What's the word?
It was a bit nervous, though. I can't lie.
That's what I was going to say. Was you nervous because it's different? Because you're now not no longer with the camera, talking into the camera, then uploading, then getting the response.
Grizz,
it's now interactive. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Grizz as well. He says, yeah. He says, my dogs. Hey, big up to Grizz, man. Football carnage. We're trying to pattern one for Grizz as well, people. I'm going to shout Grizz after this because we need to sort out the time. So big up to Grizz each and every time. Make sure you lot go subscribe to Grizz. For those that don't know, he's done a special previously on here as well. Check out the playlist. So yeah, what was that like in regards to the transition from pre-upload to now you're doing live streams on StreamYard? Yeah,
it's different because you got to remember, it's one of them where, you know what I mean, pre-recorded, yeah, you can say what you want to say, you can take as many takes as you want to take. Like, even though I didn't really take, I rarely took two takes, I just said things in one take. Right. But in live stream, you know what I mean, you got to get your fact checks, you got me, you got to do certain things, you know what I mean, you might get cancelled and that, you know what I mean, you don't know in it, like, anything can happen in it. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I was in my gaff at the time, family gaff. So it was one of them where I was live streaming the gaff. Obviously, I got a big family and that. It's difficult, isn't it? You get me? Like, You know what I mean? Brother around the corner might say something wilder than that. You know what I mean? Like, because you know it's like, you know, mother cussing people.
Yeah. 100%. Hey, 100%.
You know what I mean? 100%. Yes. Yeah, man. It's one of them where, you know what I'm saying? It's difficult. But I adapted to it, man. I adapted to it. You know what I'm saying? I got it well. Got the transition right. And yeah, man, man just grew. Keep growing in that kind of way. And I enjoyed
it. Did you want to change the videos? Did you have any further ideas? You was like, all right, since you live streaming, once you've done live stream, because it's trial and error, you was like, okay, certain shows I can now do. Did you have any new ideas in regards to live stream? Or was it still like, you're doing the Straight Jacket podcast pre-uploaded, pre-recorded and uploading, and now you're doing that live. Was there any other ideas that came to you? Was like, all right, this will work.
Yeah, there was a few things like call-in show. That was something that I managed to get up and running. Different shows, different, you know what I mean, segments, introducing, you know what I mean, non-Man United content on there, you know what I'm saying, too.
So that was the first time you had done non-Manchester United content at that point. Okay. And are you still, is the channel still called United Central at this point? Or you made the switch yet?
The switch came after.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll carry on.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. Go on, carry on.
And then, that's when I started to say, yo, man needs to just figure out, yo, that I'm not just about United only. You know what I'm saying?
What was the idea in regards to then getting non-Manchester, because it had been all Manchester United. What was the idea in getting non-Manchester United content creators and non-Manchester United content on there, like other teams?
Yeah, because I just felt like, you know, you were just kind of like, it's the word I'm looking for, like where you just put yourself in a little
box.
You put yourself in a box, innit? So I thought to myself, if you want to expand, gain more subscribers and just like gain more interaction and build new communities and whatnot, you got to just build it around United, innit? Because at the time, it was saturated, innit? United, everyone was doing United content. You know I mean? And I wasn't a fan channel. I was me. You feel me? I changed my mindset. I'm not a fan channel. I'm not United Central. I'm Saeed, innit? So I called myself Saeed TV. And like I said, that was amazing, bro. Like, remember that came about in 2021. And like, I was saying to myself, yeah, man, best decision I made. You know what brand I'm saying? Change. Yeah. Yeah, brand change. You know what I mean? Everything changed. New picks, new everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna work now. You know what I was there?
And what was it like? Because lockdown, everybody seen a boom. Because even lockdown, like I said, that's when I initially started and that's helped me so much. What was it like for you? Because obviously you're not outside, but lockdown, everybody's numbers seem to grow. So did you see a huge difference in the growth of your channel and your individual brand at that point?
Listen, I don't mind another lockdown. I'm not going to lie to you, man. If there was another lockdown now, I would embrace it. I don't know what people are saying in the chat, but I would embrace another lockdown, man, because that would mean, you know what I'm saying, like your channel grows even more, man, because I've enrolled you. People were on it, bro. People were loving YouTube at that time, bro. Like, YouTube, like, nobody was watching TV, bro. Like, let's be honest, man.
No one ain't watching TV now, but yeah, I get your point.
Stenders ran out of storylines. Them man were doing it once a week and that because they couldn't film. You know what I'm saying to you? So, yeah, I mean, 100% I would, because at the end of the day, like football is played on TV. Like, we don't need to be outside. You just need to have your laptop. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to just, you know, speak in it. Yeah. So, at the end of the day, like, you know, I feel like in that time, that's where my channel grew the most. Yeah, I mean, I think for me, my channel, like, grew in lockdown. I think it grew for everyone. Like, I think Rance would tell you the same. Like, everyone's channel grew massively in lockdown because, like, people were taking, like, more attention to, like, content and whatnot. And, like, people were just like, yo, man, I want to hear from my man. I want to hear from Flawless. I want to hear from Saeed. I want to hear from everyone, bro. You know what I'm saying to you? So, yeah, man, I feel like for me, it's one of them where, it's man, that's funny. Saeed working on a new virus, you know, you're crazy.
Yeah,
but like I said, I think that was the most like in satisfaction I got, you know what I mean? Because obviously the Straight Jacket podcast, if you know, like we would do the podcast, but we'd make sure, like, you know, hand gel and that, and we're talking about like funny stuff and that, and like just like lockdown stories and that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can only meet one person in one gaff, you know what I mean? So like, it was funny, man. It was funny. But just in general, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think lockdown just elevated everyone's channels, bro, because there was nothing else to watch, mm-hmm. you know?
Everybody's inside, so everybody's looking for content to watch because everybody's indoors. Like, everybody's been sent to the room by the universe because we was fucking up. So lockdown, you've seen your growth even more. And do you remember during lockdown, like, the first big milestone you hit?
You know what? Big up to Rance anyway, because obviously he helped me in that regards, man. I'll always say that to him. But I think I reached 30K in lockdown. I think the start of, was it summer of 2021?
Yeah,
it must have been summer 2021. Yeah, I hit 30K. And that's when I knew I wanted to take it full time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was the idea. So you're still not full time at this point. But when you hit 30K during lockdown, you're like, all right, full time. That must have been such a blessing where you're like, okay, this is now a full career.
Yep. Full career. I thought, you know what? I'm going to take the risk. Even though I was getting paid more as a teacher and that and whatnot, I said, yo, I think it was it. May 2021, I told my my head teacher, obviously the head of year from primary where I was working, and I said to him, yo, I'm going to quit. Everyone was shocked. Everyone was like, what? You're one of our best workers and that. Yo, you can't leave the kids. Because I said, I was working in special needs kids, isn't it? Special needs school. So it's difficult to leave kids like mid-season, you feel me? Like, you can't just leave them then because they get attached, innit? You know what I mean? So, but I was like, yo, a lockdown made me like open my eyes up, innit? Like, you know what I'm saying? To like, just in general, I did a lot of thinking in lockdown, a lot of planning. I was like, yo, if I take a hit now, we're still technically in lockdown. Because I think that summer, I think we were in lockdown, you know, May, April time, we were in like some sort of lockdown. And I thought, let me just take the hit now. I saved a little bit of money. I thought, you know what? Let me just see where I go on. Did the Euros. Remember the Euros that summer? Did the
Euros.
Did all the content there. And then I started to then say, right, I'm going to build shows. I'm going to build, like, you know, what I need to do.
Saeed TV.
And then, Saeed TV. I'm going to organize everything and then just kind of go from there. So I thought to myself, yo, right there is what I need. So that's what I did. I just took the risk, got my money. Said, you know what? If I take 1 year, I'm going to see how it goes for 1 year. I said to my school was like, yo, whenever you want to come back, they said, come back. You know what I'm saying to you? They still probably want me back right now, but like they were like, yo, whenever you need to come back, your space is still there.
Hey, respect to them for that. So
I think that helped as well, because then it was like almost like a gap year, innit? Take the risk. You feel me? Yeah, man. That's why I was like, yo, like, you know what I mean? It was one of them. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Big up to young Lee Scott. 100%, man.
Yeah, Lee Scott.
I understand his humor, innit?
So
Everyone else.
100%. We know there's no malice in what he's saying. Before we continue, though, people, now over 420 people in here. We're only at 265 likes. Like check 1212. Like 1212. Let's get up to 350 people. Let's get to 350. Make sure you subscribe to Saeed's channel. The link is in the title because we're getting a backstory and we haven't quite finished just yet. So make sure you subscribe to his channel again, Saeed TV. Link's in the title. Make sure you subscribe to the Sarcasm City TV YouTube as well. Currently at 10,644 subscribers, people. Give us, yo, just six more. Get us to 10,650. I'm only asking for six more subs, people. I'm only asking for six more subs, and there's over 420 people in here. We can get that. That's what we can do. So subscriber check as well. So boom, lockdown, you're doing a mazo. You've managed to get to the point where you're going viral. The numbers across all platforms is going up. You've now rebranded to Saeed TV. You've managed to make it a full-time thing. Big Six, how did that come about? What was the call like? You mentioned just earlier that you'd already knew Turkish. Did you have any input on who the other panelists were, or did you find out alongside everybody else? Talk to us about that whole process in regards to the beginning of the Big Six.
So me and Turkish knew each other, like I said beforehand. Yeah. Turkish messaged me and said, yo, I'm going to start this show, Big Six, I think he already had his own Big Six thing going on, but he felt like it wasn't the right energy, or he wanted to just basically elevate it to a whole new level, and it, you feel me? Yeah. So I was like, cool, I'm happily involved because at the time, man was at home, bro. Like, I was just active, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I didn't really have anything to do.
You know what I'm saying? So, at that time, I was like, yeah, man, do your thing. You know what I mean? And get whoever you want to get. I didn't really know anyone else. Listen, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know Grizz. I didn't know Toby. Matisse, I knew of on Twitter. He was kind of going viral and that. But like I said, I didn't really like have firsthand, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't message each other firsthand. Big Steve, I actually didn't know of, you know what I mean? Funny enough, I didn't know of him. And then, yeah, only knew Turkish because of AFTV. Like, that was it. And then, yeah, literally, we built it. Six people, six different clubs.
Okay, so before you get to continue on, so he shouts you for the show. Obviously, he had done it, but he didn't like the vibes of it. He invites yourself, the rest of the panelists there. From the first show, did you know that it was going to be a hit? Like, did you realize this chemistry is on point? Turkish has got the panelists spot on? Or was it a while after? Was it the second episode? Was it 10 episodes in? Was it when you went viral or hit a certain amount of numbers? When did the penny drop where you said, oh, we are onto, this is gold. This is platinum, not even gold.
You know what it was? At the start, obviously, everyone's trying to feel each other out. So it kind of was a bit of a slow burner, don't get me wrong. But when people started getting comfortable with each other, and Grizz got comfortable with me, I then started to, you know what I mean? Everyone started to make some mad takes and that. I feel like that's when it started to kind of like, yo, like I lost a big game or City lost a game or whoever, innit? So it needed that, you feel me, to kind of get into that level. Mm. So I feel like it was a slow burner for the first like couple of episodes, but then when it started to kick, it then kicked, you feel me? Like, that's when it was like, yo, we got something right here, you feel me? So yeah, man, I think it was a slow burner, but then when we got there, bro, it started clicking, numbers went up, everything went up. Yeah, you know I mean, we started to just, you know what I mean, elevate, you know what I mean, and whatnot. So yeah, man, large up Turkish for assembling that cast, because Broski, if you know what I mean, sometimes he get it wrong, but he got it spot on, like spot on.
So you've seen the numbers then go up, you've continued to go clear, and did you see it becoming the biggest and most watched show in the space? Because you lot are doing regularly 7, 8, 9, 10K watches live, concurrent viewers.
I didn't expect it. I'll be honest with you, I didn't expect it to be that massive, because obviously you kind of say to yourself, like, yo, like, you know, will people like our personalities in it? Will people like, you know, the way we are? You know, I mean, we're all from different backgrounds and that. We're not really meant to be doing this, you know what I'm saying? To like, we're just all fans in it, end of the day. It's a one in a million kind of thing. But luckily, people came back for more. People wanted more. People wanted extra shows. You know what I mean? Like, they were just like, they were hungry for it, bro. They were like, yo, like, we want this. We need this. You feel me? Like, we need more of this. You know?
Yeah. They did, and that's testament to you and you as a character. And that's why this show's all about giving you your flowers, because you're a huge part of that show. I say you're a fan favorite, and people always look forward to hearing from you, whether it's Manchester United fans or whether it's rival fans. And like you said, you already mentioned you and Grizz, like on that show, for example, the back and forth and the relationship that you and Grizz have is genuine. That United guy, even man. A smile on your face like tells you all you need to know about you and Grizz. Dynamic. Do you remember when that became a thing on the show with you and Grizz, where you're like, "Oh yeah, like the chemistry working between us"?
Do you know? I think he must have said something. He must have said something, definitely, or I said something where, you know what I mean, like we just kind of like clicked in it. You feel me? But like, I've always had people like Grizz, like around me in the community, and that, or like I grew up with, or like, you know, we just bantering it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To like. It was one of them, man. Also, luckily, I grew up I went to an Asian school in Abraham Mosque in Cheetah Mill. So I kind of knew, like, Pakistani banter and that, and like, you know, Asian banter.
From a cultural standpoint.
Cultural standpoint. Like, I used to get their banter in it, because obviously I went to a predominantly Asian school. So I got the banter in it. So, you know what I mean? When he say funny things and that, I just like, yeah, man. Grizz, you know, funny guy, man. Funny guy. I mean, Uncle Grizz, you know, the ones there. And obviously, we started saying, yeah, little Tim Shush and all of that. And like, you know, the stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Back and forth. Like, it's harmless, isn't it? But at the same time, it's genuine, like connection, innit? You feel me? Yeah. So, yeah, man. Grizz is a funny guy, man. Like, Grizz call him the community man, man. He's just, he's a funny guy, bro. Funny guy.
And then when did you realize, so it's ascending, the show is going nuts. Mm. Do you remember the first viral moment from the show? Or actually outside of that, the first time you, I don't know if it's a certain number you hit, very similar to the question I asked, a certain number you hit, certain amount of views, certain amount of views overall after the live where you go, oh, damn, we are it. This is it.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's when we hit the 100K show. I think that was probably the one. Or when we got like 10K live in a building.
Woo! Or when we got, talk them numbers.
Yeah, bro, like, yeah, 10K live. And that's when we thought, rah, say, like, the numbers were mad. Or we got like double figures, you know what I mean, for the, you know, for shows. And, you know, the people were just talking about it, bro. Like, Twitter, everywhere, social media. Added Skullfuggery into that, you know what I mean? Like, he came on board because he wasn't there at the start. People don't realize that he wasn't there at the start.
Okay, so Skullfuggery was a later addition to the show. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. He came in, you know what I mean, and then whatnot, and then started doing a few samples and that and whatnot, and then I was like, "Yo, what's this guy on?" You're like, "Man, it's like, man, is taking a piss out of me here. What's going on here?" And obviously, for the brand, it was perfect. Like Skullfuggery, like. Coming here and doing that for the brand, I felt like it was perfect because it's like it was banter, it was entertainment, but you kind of like, if you said something, you were held accountable for it. You feel me? Yeah. And it just kind of like it warmed the show up nicely. Before the show starts, you get to see the madness. You feel me? So yeah, man, I feel like it's one of them where that happened, and like, you know what I mean, like you get to your 100K show, and then yeah, bro, like you just start becoming like serious, isn't it? You feel me?
Yeah.
It becomes like proper serious.
And it as it did on that show. And then I was going to ask after that. Then, so once you hit 100K, is that when you then also realize like, oh, we're solidified. We one of the best shows out here.
Yeah.
Like we are it. Like we are a mainstay in this space. The same way we speak about like pioneers and people on Mount Rushmore in regards to shows, that's a Mount Rushmore show. That's one of those ones. That's a classic. Like, if Big Six stopped tomorrow, everyone would be like, remember Big Six. Remember what they did, etc.
Yeah.
Look at everything they did. Look at the characters.
Yeah,
the
impact.
That's the key word. I want to say, what was it like getting the call about going stateside on Fox News? Because I'm presuming it was Turkish who got the call.
Oh,
what
massive.
Was that like for you? When he said, yeah, we going stateside, we going on Fox News, meet and greet the whole night.
It was magic because they wanted us to do a segment on the World Cup beforehand, and then that got aired on Fox News. But then obviously that got mad feedback, and then they were like, yo, you guys got to come to America. I'm saying, we want to personally invite you to New York to our studio, and then you get interviewed, and you just basically, we take you around New York City, you check out the culture, you know what I mean? Like, they did a whole like show on Times Square, where basically the cameras were around us and like, it was lit, man. I can't lie. Like getting walked around with proper news crew, Fox News crew. Oh, that's mad when you deep it, bro. Like something that's unimaginable. You know what I mean? Going to New York anyway should be someone's dream, but having like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, film crew, like walk around with you. That's something special, bro. So yeah, man, I figured that was like one of them wild moments. Like, yo, like, for real, like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, that solidifies us as like, yo, we are now not only just YouTubers, but we're hitting the mainstream as well.
Talk about it, man.
Mainstream. We're hitting, you know, Fox News, people in America knowing about, we're hitting a global scale, even though we were probably global anyway, but I feel like, you know, Fox News has kind of elevated us.
Solidified you on the global stage.
Yeah, solidified us. Like, yo, you man are serious, bro. Like, large up to you guys, innit? You feel me? So that's where I was like, yo, man, nah. That was amazing, man. That was amazing.
Great. And we were talking about it before the show. What was the meet and greet you did just like in London? And is there any future plans to do more as well?
Yeah, the meet and greet in London was crazy, man. Shout out to everybody who was there, man. For real, man. We did it in East London. You get me? Under like some kind of like it was like a proper urban scene. You got like graffiti in the background under a bridge. You know what I'm saying? To like, it was wild, man. And we had about 80 people there, man, which is crazy numbers considering we only put the poster out Wednesday, Thursday, and obviously we met up on Friday. Like, it was mad. The love we got, the people who joined, like, that was something that we've never done before. Street debates, you know what I mean? So that was something that we anticipated would be a very, very big one. So yeah, but I can't wait for you lot to see the video. But it was sick day, man. Lots of love and that, and yeah, but just like pure, like, yo, like, we're trying to involve the community as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, love that, man. Like I said, I seen it and I was like, oh yeah, Big Six again kicking down. And is there any plans to do any more of them, or was it just a one-off thing?
Yeah, 100%. There's gonna be one in Mali. So me, Flawless, gonna be there. Nurdin,
yeah, pull up people.
Manchester. So we're going to be here. So if anyone's down or can come down, yeah, I mean, we had a guy from Toronto there. We had a guy from America there. There was a couple of people who actually flew down to the debate. You know what I mean? It was crazy. You know what I mean? That's so, cool. Yeah, if you guys can come, it'd be amazing. And yeah, just to debate and that. And yeah, just like, you know, just, you know, think that would be amazing as well. Just to kind of like have a Mali one as well. I mean, because London.
Hopefully the weather's decent as well.
Yeah, 100%. Hopefully get that in the summer and that. So, yeah, man, for real.
Nah, for real, like 100%. And I'm sure there'll be more as well to E-Man in the comments. I'm sure since the success
There'll be another one in London.
There'll be one in Manchester as well, like Saeed mentioned. So I'm sure Big Six are going to continue. And when we get, and has there been any talks about it? Because there needs to be Big Six live show. What are we doing? When's the live show happening?
I'm pressing for, you know, I mean, man's pressing it. Pressing it, you know what I'm saying, to you? Like Kante, man. We're trying to do it. We're trying to get that sorted out. You know what I mean? Someone said there, the merch. That's something that's coming as well.
On his way. So that's on his way. Okay, so it's about time. It's about time.
That there's coming just in general. Like, more things are on its way. You get me? More, you know what I mean? More events, more networking, fan link ups. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be like plenty of stuff, man. You get me? Like, we're here for a long time, not a good time. You feel me? So. Fact.
Both a long time, a good time for a long time. Great time for a long time. That's what it is, because you lot are going to continue to send. And even yourself, from an individual standpoint, Road to 100K, a part of Big Six, your channel blowing up, you as an individual brand blowing up. What are your future plans in regards from an individual brand standpoint and your channel standpoint as well, SAETV?
For me, 100K, obviously. That's going to be one thing coming. I've got my new channel coming as well that I'm going to be doing non-football stuff on there. So, like, challenges, cooking, stuff like that. So, that'll be coming, I think, maybe April, May time. That'll be coming as well. And, yeah, more elevation. I'm moving into my new house, which is going to be having a fresh new studio in there. So, hopefully, we can get some guests on there. Yeah, you know I mean, so
shout me, that's you know I'm there. That. You need me. Shout me.
Yeah, 100%, man. So get some guests on there. You know what I mean? Like, just keep elevating, man. Keep growing, but also just keep him being me in it. Like, nothing's gonna change in terms of my part. Like, I'm not gonna change as a person. Like, I'm not. You know, I'm just gonna keep elevating, keep growing, and building a community, man. So just keeping that authenticity, keeping that all that's the same. You know, that feeling and whatnot. And yeah, man, just because you know what it is with the football space. It will never die out, man. I see the YouTube music in terms of reaction space. That's died out. I don't know if you've seen it. FIFA. Oh, no. You know what I mean? Like, there's people with millions of subscribers, yeah? My little brother was showing me yesterday, and they've just, like, crashed because, obviously, FIFA's kind of gone downhill. But you see this football YouTube space? It's just going to keep growing and growing. This is why I say to people who have got channels now, bro, keep growing. Grow now. Because at the end of the day, it's a timeless, you know, like about this space.
Great advice.
Yeah, 100%. It's timeless, bro. Like, you know, football's gonna always be there. It's just whether you can keep your community, keep building and be consistent. As long as you stay consistent, ain't nobody gonna really go away. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. Like, you ain't gonna really go away, disappear. Because while football's there, there's no option not to go and see what Flawless has said or what Saeed TV has said. Like, you know what I'm saying to you. So end of the day, I feel like for me it's one of them where, you know, just keep growing and just keep elevating and keep being me. That's what I want to do. Like, you know, the sky's the limit, man. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, man, the sky is definitely the limit. And is there, and so you said April, you're looking at April, so basically next month to start your a new channel, which is going to be non-football.
Once my ankle gets better, that's when I'm going to be out and about. And yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. And yeah, just out and about and just growing and just keeping on that momentum and that, and just, you know what I'm saying, like, do what I need to do, you feel me?
Nah, I love that 110%. And is there anything in regards to fantastic backstory I already knew was going to be great we've missed? Any key events, any people you've met over the time that you're like, oh, I remember such and such, having a conversation.
Like, even you, bro, I forgot a bit about you. Like, met you on Pi Radio, man. I mean, I think Aaron.
It was Aaron.
When I met Flawless, Aaron was doing, Flawless was doing Pi Radio. We met on that football podcast with Stro and JV. Shout out to them always.
Shout out JV and Stro every time, man. Every JV, time.
100%. You know what I mean? So me and Flawless linked up through that year, and then we ended up doing shows on there. Then that's when I was like, yo, Flawless, you know, do you want to jump on my channel? Vice versa. And we started to network, etc. So that was amazing as well. You know what I'm saying? To obviously Nuruddin, everyone in the journey that was there, Miles, Rance, obviously, Expressions, James Redmond, you know what I mean? Just everyone in the link up until now, innit? Until now, you know what I'm saying to you? Until this day, you know what I mean? There's so many people that I've met. Big up Roms in the chat. Yeah, big up Alex in the comments. You know, certain comments in here that, bro, they've been here since day one, man. You know what I mean, bro? Like, Eddie, everyone, man. Like, you know, the community don't die, man. The community don't die. You know what I'm saying? The community just keeps elevating. Like, I just find it crazy that people continue to watch us no matter what time of the day, no matter what hour, no matter what, you know what I'm saying? Like, rain, snow, whatever's going on, these men just keep doing, like, showing up. Obviously, I show up, which is amazing. But you
your work rate's impeccable. No, but then these people are here.
There's no me. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, if there's no them, there's no me. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I find amazing as well. So, yeah, man, like, everyone who's just been part of the journey, bro, like, you know, and helped me be who I am in it. And like I said, the risks, the successes and whatnot, like, it's all there, man. Like, if you believe in yourself, you can do it. Like, I should never have been in a situation, but what happens is, you get me, it's your hard work and your dedication will take you to that next level. You get me? And if you don't have that, you know what I mean, you're not going to go far, bro, because you can't just have this divine right to be this person that's put on a pedestal or whatever. Like, you can't, bro. You have to put the work in. If you don't put the work in, you don't see the result. You know what I'm saying? You just don't see it.
And that's one of the things everybody who's done these specials has said, and you mentioned it, work rate. I was saying in regards to that, not only putting out a quantity of in regards to content, but it also has to be quality as well. You have to put out both. It has to be quality and quantity of a quantity. Otherwise, you are not going anywhere in this space. And testament to you, Saeed, because your work rate impeccable. You live every day. And not only you live every day, you're then doing the match reactions after the games, which people love, and then the clips that go up on the Instagram, and then you're even doing the match recaps after. Like, for those that don't know, if you're under a rock somewhere, MUFC Unfiltered podcast, that's tonight. I'm fortunate enough to be on. Yeah, for real. And Rand said it, best community on YouTube, gang business. For real, loyal. You people will pull up no matter what time you are live, no matter what content. Like, when Saeed starts his non-football channel, I know everybody's going to be over there. I'm going to be over there. Let's see what's going on. 100%.
Yeah, for real. Nah, appreciate it, man. That's what shows you, get me? Like, people just, you know what I mean? They'll show up in it. You get me? Like, look at that. When Anna says there, when you got wavy content, people will show up. You know what I'm saying? To you? So I feel like that's something that's impeccable. And you get me? Like, it's just, it's a testament to the people, but it's also a testament. You got to sometimes hell yourself up as well, man. You know what I mean? You got to give yourself credit and be like, yo, like, man's not here by luck. Man's here by, you know what I mean? Because it's me, innit?
It's like, skill.
A lot of people don't do that. They don't give themselves self-praise and self, you know what I mean, bro? Like, they don't have that self-confidence. Like, man's meant to be here. Like, ain't nobody kind of say that I made you and that, bro. Nah, you made yourself, bro. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You made yourself.
Because you've had success, you know what I mean, everywhere you've been. That's why you're having success now. If somebody had made you in particular, if you then leave them, you'd be nothing without them. So what are we talking about here?
Exactly.
What are we talking about here? Saeed TV, you're on road to 100K. That's on you. Because if that was the case, everybody would be on their way to 100K. Everybody would have had the growth. Everybody would be on Big Six. Everybody would be on the Mount Rushmore. Everybody would be a pioneer in which you are, in particular, like I said, from Manchester United fans from Manchester. But they're not. There's a reason it's you, Saeed. And that's what this show's about, is giving you our flowers and letting you know like how great you are as a content creator. Like I say, from an individual standpoint, from me, from a selfish standpoint, say all the time, love for everything you've done for me. Much appreciated.
I appreciate, man.
Yeah, like for real, all the support you show, man. Advice you've given, man. Having me on your channel on a weekly basis as well. Pulling up to the specials when I need you. If I need you, I see you in the comment section, etc. So
yeah, always, man.
Stamping out as
I've got this community for yourself. You built, like you said, you're not just only a football YouTuber. You know what I mean? Man's a rapper. Man does MCing, man does bear. Like, people don't roll flawless, but he does like a wide, like, variety.
Trying,
of, you know what I mean? Like, Mr. Take Note, that's why he's called. Take Note. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. So I appreciate that.
You got a variety, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could step into any scene. You're doing music videos, you're doing whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, flawless is doing bits. Like, you know, you're not only just this, football, boxing, I mean, everything, bro. Sarcasm City it. TV. You know what I'm saying?
We out here see endorsed from the GOATs. So yeah, I'm saying that's why no one can't tell me nothing. Because you know why? The people I'm fans of and the GOATs of this thing rate me. So that's why I don't hear when people be talking rubbish. Yeah, but your favorite content creator fucks with me. What are we talking about? Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I love Saeed, man.
Nah, that's real talk.
And I know you gotta go very, very shortly, so I'm not gonna hold you up too far as well. But actually, you lot run up the likes first and foremost. We're at 329. There's still over 400 people. Let's get up to 350 likes, people. Hit the subscribe button. Let's subscribe to Saeed's channel. We've done the whole backstory, everything like that. Just quickly, your thoughts on current Manchester United, where we stand, Ineos, yeah. Jim Ratcliffe, Ten Hag still in charge. Not a good season, but we are into the semi-final of the FA Cup. Where do you stand with the manager? Do you want him gone right now? Is it dependent on the FA Cup? Where do you stand if he wins the FA Cup? Keep him, or are you saying get rid of Ten Hag?
Yeah. I've said it a few times to a few people. Like, it's not dependent on anything if this manager stays or goes. Like, he has to go for me. Like, I feel like even if he wins the FA Cup, like, he's got to go. If he gets Champions League football, he's got to go. If he gets both, he's got to go. Like, I feel like the FA Cup wouldn't show me anything different. And it's top four as well. Getting top four now wouldn't show me anything different, because the top four race or the top five race, like, it's getting even more mediocre, because it's like they're telling you now you can finish fifth position and still get Champions League football. Like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, come on, man. So now it's acceptable to have a shit season and be on zero goal difference and, you know, to score less goals than Luton. But, oh, we got fifth position. And be in the competition, the same competition that we literally came out of in December. But, oh, it's okay. You know what I'm saying to you? So that's why I just don't get it. You know what I mean? And the FA Cup, listen, cool. You win it. It helps with your CV. You know, you win the Carabao Cup, the FA Cup, and we keep it moving. I feel like every other club, top clubs here, they don't have this sentiment. Xavi is leaving Barcelona. If we had Xavi as manager, we had it with Oli. Look how long it took us.
Yeah,
and I would say Xavi's more of a bigger legend than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is. Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? So, end of the day, yeah, Xavi is getting, and he won the title last season.
Yeah, he won the title last season. He won the league. Yes, he did.
But yeah, he's going, and this isn't an outrage. Bayern Munich, they sack managers, isn't an outrage. I just feel like, for me, it's one of them where, yeah, we want to build something. We're not that club that sacks managers. But at the same time, there ain't no long-term Fergie anymore. I've had Fergie, and I've been blessed. I'm sorry who didn't get to see Fergie. I actually feel sorry for the people, bro. Because I'm like, I got to see Fergie.
Good times, the phenomenal times.
Yeah. But I also realize that there won't be any other Fergie around, because, and I don't want it to be another Fergie. I'll be honest with you, I actually don't want it. I want a guy to come in, 2-3 years, does a job, and he bounces. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Success
in the football club. Yeah.
Success, man. Win trophy, success, enjoyment. You know what I'm saying to you? But Ineos and what they do, they've just got to make sure they make correct decisions. They've just got to make sure they're not led by
Ineos. Yeah, what do you want to see? Yeah, what do you want to see from Ineos? What do you actually want them to do in the summer? This is a huge summer for them.
Be firm, have a plan, and execute. So be firm in your decision making. Like, what you say you're gonna go out to do, you do it. You know what I'm saying? So if you have this idea that your manager is your new manager coming in, you do it. You know what I'm saying to you? You do it. You plan as well. You've had a while now. You know what I mean? I think the Ashworth thing's getting a bit too long, but they're sorting it out. You have a plan that you get the conversation done. Omar Berada comes in. He's been a while. He's been announced like a couple of months ago. Is he planning behind the scenes? Like, so the planning has to be there. We can't be going on freestyling, you know what I mean, in the summer, be like, yo, what are we doing? Yeah, freestyle. No, none of that freestyle. You know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying to you. And then the third one is execute. Like,
yeah,
like literally, bam, bam, bam. Like, you know, like we're moving serious. Early June, early July. Like, if we had all our business done early July, early June, bro, like, is anyone going to be asked? I don't think we are. Any injuries? Ferg used to get his stuff done early, man. You know what I mean, bro? Like, his stuff done early. You know what I'm saying to you? So, end of the day, like, if we can get everything sorted, get rid of players out, so execute. If you execute that, simple. But they have to do it in a way that's not led by, like, fans, bro. Like, we as fans, yeah, we can have our opinion online and say what we want, but they've got to come in and be like, yo, we're doing this our way. You know what I'm saying to you? If they do it our way, then I think then people can't complain. If they have a accountability about them and they have that feeling like, yo, we're just doing it and we know what we're doing. Obviously, the Southgate thing's not gonna, we don't want that to happen, or it's serious situations. But if they come in, and maybe it might be a Deserbi that I might not be fond of as my first choice, but you know what? They've come in and set the stall of, this is the way we're playing. And I'm like, and I'm glad they said that, where our decision is going to be based on the way we play, our style of play, what we see. Like, they've put out there the guidelines of what they are. So I hope that they stick by that, bro. You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm fully with that. And just quickly, because like I said, I know you got a dip. Is there a particular manager you want right now? Who would be your first choice? Even though I get what you're saying from a structural standpoint, and I'm with you. Like, I want us to pick. I want us to have a set style. But is there a certain manager you want?
I said Hansi Flick because I feel like he would come in for about three to four years max, build the foundations, and then we kind of bring in the next kind of like Hansi Flick, who can then be the main guy taking us forward. And it's almost like the same school. It's like Pep Guardiola, like, you know what I mean? Like, he will now bring in a manager similar in terms of his philosophy. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, same way with other managers in the past, like, you know. So if it is him, or the Inter Milan manager, Simeone Inzaghi, I think he's another top manager. Mm-hmm. But at this stage now, I can't lie to you, I'm just about, if you make a decision, just own it. You know what I'm saying? Just own it, and then we'll get behind it. Simple. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, as long as it's not Southgate, anything else, like, I'm with it. You know what I mean? But as long as you know you've got a plan, and you know what you're doing. Simple.
First. And I think that's the best way to end this special, Saeed. Great having you on, man. For real, man. Definitely, as soon as I was putting the specials together this week, I was like, shouted Saeed and was like, all right, when can we pattern this and get you on again for another special and do the backstory? And very, very interesting backstory. And I learned new things that I didn't know along the way as well. But anything you do want to add before we close out and just get to the super chats and everything like that?
Yeah, no, listen, man. Just like the video first and foremost. Follow me here, Saeed TV. And links, yeah, man, pile. Big up to the community. Yeah, links to the, yeah, there you go, man. Big up to the community, big up Sarcasm City, big up everyone who's locked in. And yeah, just keep drumming the likes up, man, because it's been a good chat, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, nearly 2 hours in. So big up to everyone locked in, man.
I fully enjoyed this 110%. Let me get to, and I see all of you lot in the comments, man. Big up to Chris Clark for this super chat. It says, Spud me G, Saeed is a national treasure, worldwide treasure. Facts. Nah, big up to you. Big up to my Dan Surfer. Says, big up to both of you. Question for Saeed. How do I get my curtains off my wall? Shout out each and every time to win the Surfer. And big up to Sheep. Says, big up Saeed. He says, top five or worst games you've been to, if you can rattle them off quickly.
Newcastle away. Recently, Man City away when we lost in the final. Liverpool 5-0. Man City 3-0. Yeah, pretty much it. That's it, bro. Them big defeats. Big feats.
Let's take. And big up to Rants, who says big up the man and every time. Make sure you subscribe to Rants. Make sure you watch Rants' special, people. For those that don't know, I've been doing specials all week long. So Saeed's here with his special. Rants has done a special. Lee Gunner, Troops, Matisse, Carefree Lewis G, Don Hassam. And I'm trying to pattern a couple for tomorrow, but keep a lookout, people, and it's backstories in regards to all them great content creators, because it's about giving them their flowers. So I just need you lot to put Saeed with fire emojis in the chat and let man know that, like the super chat said, not a national treasure, worldwide treasure. But hey, Saeed, big love, man.
Thank you.
Every time, man. Like I say, salute to you for everything you've done in the space. Everything you get, you deserve. 100K gonna hit, then you gonna get 200K, 300K, half a mil, a mil, and you just gonna continue to ascend in this space, fam. Like when we do this special again in 2-3 years time, we gonna be talking a whole different thing. I'm telling you.
Yeah, whole like 100K party. What happened on that night? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100K party gonna slap. You know what I'm saying? 100K party is gonna slap. Can't wait for that. 100K party is gonna slap. But big up to everyone who has locked in, man. Salute. And just to clarify, people, again, run up the likes. Make sure you hit the subscribe button as well. We're at 350. Let's get up to 400 likes. And don't forget, this show and audio, all the specials you've seen this week, all of the specials are available on audio-only platforms, people. Audio-only. So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Wherever you listen to podcasts, type in Sarcasm City TV and all of the specials will pop up. And Tamari says, bring back JV. JV just crazy busy, but I'm going to try getting back on.
Yeah, big up JV.
JV. Every single time, because that's who I started in this content creator space with, Umpire Radio from A Third Eye View, which Saeed already mentioned as well. Run up the likes, big up to my guy Eddie. We are going to redirect to somebody as well. Again, Saeed, I know I've asked this already once, but yeah, man, anything you want to add to the people, them, anyway, you know what, scrap that. Any words of wisdom for the people, them, in regards to this
space? Yeah.
Done a lot and been through a lot.
Keep believing, yeah. Keep believing in your dreams, keep believing in what you want to try and do. Keep consistent, you know what I mean? Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do things in life. And yeah, man, keep, and also stay humble as well, man. Stay humble, stay grounded. Anything can go away at any time, man. So you got to just stay locked in. And yeah, man, just keep, whatever you do in life, yeah, keep grinding, man. Keep grinding, keep believing. Don't give up, man. Don't give up, bro. You know what I mean? Or whoever, she, he, you know what I'm saying? So big up, man.
Love that. And in particular in this space as well, man, like you can't trick, you can't cheat the system, you can't skip the steps, can't skip the staircases, people, you really can't. So big up again, Saeed, man. Nothing but love for doing this, because I know how busy you are as well, man. So I know you'd be working on your channel. Let them know like what you've got coming up. Let them know what you've got coming
up. 9:30. Yeah, 9:30 will be live. Me, Flawless, Double A, Ash. We'll be live 9:30. I think we're just going to talk about some latest Scott McTominay rumors. Apparently he might be getting a contract, and yeah, just in general, what's the plan for Ineos, man? Do they have a plan, summer recruitment, you know what I mean, stuff like that? So yeah, man, we're just going to be talking about that. So yeah, 9:30, people, we'll be there.
And yeah, man, big up to everyone that's locked in. And you know what I'm going to do, even though he's not live till 9, I'm going to send you lot over to my guy Sheik, because we're talking about come up and helping. I'm going to send all of you lot over to my guy Sheik TV. You can catch him here on Mandem United podcast twice a week. You also catch him on the Manchester United watch-alongs, also over watch-alongs, also on Q&As as well. So I'm going to direct you lot over to Sheik. So make sure you just drop the like button over there on the video, sorry, and hit the subscribe as well. Ramo, I wish I could get Bainesy on a special. But Bainesy not interested in being on camp.
Bro, I just about got him for a special. But I reckon once the summer goes, once he finishes studies for the summer, I reckon then we could maybe squeeze in maybe a special. Because that would be a special.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I would try, people. That's why I've tried. That's why I'd even shout him this week for the set of specials. But I've tried to get him on before, and it's like he's not with it. And even when he was on Taiki's channel, I was gassed. But he's like, I'm not with it. Even when I spoke to him afterwards, he was like, nah, I'm not with it. So it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, it took me a while to get that. So summer, hopefully. Summer, hopefully.
But anyways, love to everybody that's locked in. Really enjoyed this live stream, people. Like I say, back tonight on Saeed's channel. Make sure you subscribe to the Sarcasm City TV gaming YouTube channel. Get over to the playback where we'll be doing NBA watch-alongs as well. And I might try some Premier League and Champions League watch-alongs on there. Links for everything I just mentioned underneath in the description. But this has been another Sarcasm City TV special with special guest Saeed live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Peace.